The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 10. This is letter number 3083, Baruch Hashem, the sixth day of Kislev, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing this to Harav Chosid Shlomo Sheyichye Matasov. We had many letters to him, to Rebbe Matasov in Morocco. Shalom Uvracha. And the Rebbe says, I'm confirming receipt of your letter dated the 25th day of Mar Cheshvan, the third day of Kislev, and also those things attached to them. And for sure, the Rebbe said, you received my response for your previous letter. And also the letters to the students that I am enclosing hereby. I enclosed. So you got those for sure in the time. Now, number two, there's missing some points here. Number two, the Rebbe says, you have to reflect for sure in the possibility to organize that in all of the classes of the boys as well as the girls, they should learn the laws and the dinim and the practical that are needed for day by day. The Rebbe wants to teach, says it's important to teach halacha lemaisa, what to do practically. Because at the end of the day, the Rebbe says, that's all what is the zekol ha'odom. This is the person. It's not the study which is the main. It is the action. Lo ha'medrash ikar ela ha'maisa. It's not the study, but the practice. And the Rebbe says, I'm not only talking about Casablanca, I'm talking about all the institution. And the Rebbe says, in a parenthesis, if I had the power, I would institute this in all educational institutions where boys and girls, Jewish children are educated in the whole world, that they should teach, incorporate practical halachas in their curriculum. And the Rebbe says it would be proper that you should sort of organize all together and that you should implement this in the Bati Sefer of Ola Yosef Yitzchak that are in Morocco. In Morocco, that includes the various places, Morocco, whether it's Casablanca or the other cities. So the Rebbe says, it's a shame that we don't have yet booklets that contain those special halachas for this. But the Rebbe says you could choose several simonim. Those are chapters. There's the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. That's the abridged version of Shulchan Aruch by Reb Shlomo Gansfried. You can take certain simonim, and within the chapters there are certain paragraphs that you can skip, but the Rebbe says, in order to strengthen the above study, it's fitting to organize special testing in these laws, that necessary laws to test the students. The Rebbe says, I trust your understanding, you should implement this. As far as the city of Agdir, as the Rebbe says, there was some request. The Rebbe says, I haven't heard anything about it yet. And number four, as far as the write-up about the imprisonment of the previous Rebbe, so the Rebbe says it is proper, your idea, to the way he wanted to write on the top, that this is a collection for the fourth, for the fifth, for the sixth, and in the middle, the head page of volume one, volume two, volume three. I guess it's just a technical thing, how to print it, you know, they were discussing over there. And the Rebbe says, it's self-understood. So there was somebody who donated his family, like they write in the beginning of the, it's called the Hakdosha, they donate this book in their honor. So the Rebbe says the one that was done for here, so those that you publish there, it makes no, you know, it doesn't really fit to bring by you. So you have that leave out that page, because that's not applicable to the. The Rebbe says, I don't know exactly how many booklets you need in Morocco, but Rebbe suggests that you should print such a quantity that you should be able to have 200 booklets to send to the Holy Land as a gift to Agudas Chabad. And the Rebbe tells him on Rehoiv Piarburg Street 22 in Tel Aviv, and 10 copies over here. So the Rebbe wants 200 to be sent to Israel and 10 there, besides what he needs in Morocco himself. I'm assuming that they translated this into Arabic. That's why it was into the Moroccan language, and that's the language, the way they read it. That's what I'm assuming. And the Rebbe concludes, he says, for sure you're making the proper preparations for the festivals of Yud and Yutis Kislev that are coming upon us, and all Yidin L'Toiva, may Hashem, the blessed Hashem, succeed you. And the Rebbe concludes with a blessing. So here we see the Rebbe, okay. Confirms, we don't have all the parts of the letter, receiving his letter. And the Rebbe wants that people should learn in the classes halacha, the actual. The Rebbe says, had I had the power, I would institute in all the yeshivas that they should learn halachas. And the Rebbe said, make special testing for halachas to get excited about it. And the Rebbe further tells him that when he publishes his booklet, to make extra for Israel and 10 over here. The Rebbe blesses him with success and with blessings. Okay.
It's called